Welcome to the Rock and Metal Combat Podcast. I'm Lee Gerstmann, and I was banned from this podcast, and I'm not too happy about it. So, fuck these guys. Go to hell. So, here they are. Dr. Fuck and Wadzilla. Enjoy. I know I will, even if they did ban me. Fucking assholes.
Hey, I'm Dr. Fuck and with me is...
Yeah, the Ayatollah alcoholic Ian Wadley. That's me hitting a plastic cup full of vodka.
That's right, and we are here from the Rock and Metal Combat Podcast to do another fan episode, am I right?
Yes, sir. Yeah, because I wouldn't have picked this shit.
We just finished an episode of some shit I wouldn't have picked either. And
yeah.
We're doing this right afterwards, so you're going to be getting a few episodes a week, right?
Oh, yeah. We are going to knock this shit out, you guys. You know, everybody's like, Ian's having a nervous breakdown. We ain't getting episodes.
This computer's broken. Come on, not everybody was doing that, just me.
Well, yeah, most people. But now, you're going to be getting more than one episode a week. You're going to get more shit than you can listen to. But please listen to it and download it, because we need the numbers.
Yeah, because this whole thing has to do with, we want to get all these episodes done, because we just opened a fundraiser that if you donate now, you're going to get your show way earlier than you think. Because it's not going to be like last year, you know, with the breakdown and all this shit, where we have so many. But me and Ian made a pact. We're going to do two a day, and we're going to put up, you know, one every other day, or maybe one each day. I don't know. But we just want to get rid... We want all these episodes up so that our episodes, after we're done with all these, will be straight from the brand new. People donate. Tell them how you can donate, Ian.
Well, you can go on the Rock and Metal Combat Facebook page. The link is on there. You can donate. I want to say, please... donate first and foremost. Second of all, make sure you leave in the comment section on the GoFundMe page that you donated for our show. And once you've donated, then send me a message on Facebook, you know, what album you want, you know, and whether you are going to guest or not. It's the same format as the last, you know, couple years. 40 to pick an episode, 60 to pick an episode and be a guest, $100 if you want to pick a Sammy Hagar record or something that's just as horrible as Sammy Hagar, and you want a guest. But make sure you leave a notation on the GoFundMe page that you donated for us. That way you get proper credit. The money goes where it's supposed to go. Because what we're doing here is we're raising money to cover our costs to go to the expo, because we're paying for everything this year and we need help. But we also want to help the great Chris and Zach and everything he's doing. So we want to donate money towards the expo too. So after we cover our costs, which are minimal, everything else is going to go towards the expo, which is what, you know, our main thing is trying to help the expo to make it bigger and better and to help this shit grow every year. But we also want to make you guys happy and do the albums that you want to hear. And you guys have come up with some amazing requests, some off-the-wall requests. I mean, to me, this is one that's kind of off-the-wall. But we're going to make everybody happy. We're going to honor everybody's donation. So those of you from last year that are a little bit worried, don't worry. You guys are coming up first, and then, you know, people who donate for this year's. But we are going to record episode after episode and put it out. There might be a week where you get three episodes in one fucking week. And don't be mad. Just download that shit. You know, and tell your friends.
That's right. Right on, Ian. So donate. And I want to give like a little commercial now for something called Speed Stick Regular Deodorant by Colgate and... God damn it, where's my glasses?
By Menon.
Yeah, it's a roll-on deodorant, and I want everybody out there to do not purchase this, because my arms smell like crap even after I wear this shit. It kind of like, it smells like body, underarm odor magnified, if you put this shit under your arm. So stay away from Speed Stick Regular. That's all it says on the thing. By Colgate and whoever.
I think I heard a concept album about this. It was called Music from the Elder.
I'm sorry you were breaking up. So what album are we doing?
We are doing Bohemus, the Satanist.
That's right. And I discovered this album soon after it came out. I saw the video for Oh Father, Oh Satan, Oh Son, and I said, ooh, now this sounds really cool. But I've known about Bohemus for a while. I discovered them when they opened for King Diamond on the House of God tour. Or maybe it was the Puppet Master tour. One or two. I got them confused because it was at the same venue. But I saw them there. Blew my mind. Loved them right off the bat. They changed a lot through the years. Their early stuff, which I own a couple of the early things. Very dirty black metal. It sounds nothing like this. Didn't really purchase anything afterwards, but I've heard, you know, some stuff here and there, and I thought it was cool. But when I heard this song, it prompted me to go buy the vinyl, order the vinyl online. And I gotta say, I'm thoroughly pleased with this album, where I would go as far to say it's a masterpiece. But at the same time, this is an album that black metal purists see as sellout. You know, because when you're in the black metal scene and you're one of those purists, you can't sell more than 6 copies or you're a sellout.
Right, because 14-year-old boys are very judgmental.
That's right, exactly. They're not like me. But I don't give a fuck about scenes or what's sellout, what's this and what's that. All I care about is how it sounds to my ears. And boy, this album is fucking... I just love this album. Who was it that donated for this, Ian? I want to thank him.
This was David Matula.
David Matula, thank you. Because I absolutely love this album. And here's a genre we've never touched upon on the podcast.
No. This is a first. And that in itself is awesome.
Yeah. And I got to say, I am not the well-versed black metal guy. And I'm not going to go all the way back to when I was a kid with Venom and Merciful Fate. Talking about that second wave. I was in love when that first shit started popping out with, you know, the Immortals are my favorite, but Emperor is fucking awesome. A lot of that early Mayhem stuff. It's just so off the wall, crazy fucking, you know, it's like modern day punk rock. You know, it's like really something that's just fucking out there. I'm talking about that early stuff. That's my favorite stuff. This one has a lot of the black metal elements, but it has this ambiance to it in many parts of the album that really magnifies my love for this album. So there you go. That's my history on Bohemia. Oh, and I also met them when they were playing with Cannibal during this tour, and I had them sign my Satanist album. And I gotta say, everybody in the band was a prick except for Nurgle. The leader was the nicest guy on this planet, and the other guys were, I don't know, I think they were all hypnotized by Satan because they were just quiet and like with their eyes, they had those like psycho peepers, and they weren't really talking much. But Nurgle was like the nicest dude. So,
what do you want? What do you want for a bunch of Polacks?
Well, Ian said that. All the Polack remarks on this episode is brought to you by Ian.
Yes.
I'm Dr. PC.
Yes, Ian. Available at Walgreens, True Value, Ace Hardware. Ian, ask for it by name.
And Ride 'em Cowboy Porn Shop.
Yes. Say hi to your mother for me. All right. Well, you know, black metal is totally, totally out of my realm. I mean, when I heard black metal, I was like, oh, fuck, we're talking about Living Color? We got a Tony McAplain album here? Oh, great.
Shitty band.
You know, and then I saw it was this. I was like, ew. All right. Well, I love Dave Matua, so, you know, we got to do it, you know, and he paid for it. But I like a little bit here and there. I like what's that Demon Burger band? I like a couple of their songs.
Yeah, the Demon Burger. Not the biggest fan. I like the early stuff though.
Yeah,
Spellbound. Spellbound by the Devil. Check out that team. That song fucking rules.
Yeah, yeah. I it's Norwegian, but it's all Greek to me. I don't know fucking song titles, but I like a couple of their songs. You know, but it's not something I could listen to, like, a whole fucking album of it. You know, and that's kind of how I feel about, like, you know, rap or country. You know, I find like a song here or there, but to listen to like a full album of it, like, So when Dave requested this, I was like, you know, but hey, he fucking paid for it, you know, you get what you get. So this is my first experience with Behemoth. You know, I knew nothing going into this, and you know, after listening to it, I want nothing going out of it either. You know, really boy. But you seem to like it a lot more than me. So why don't you take the first track, which is "Blow Your Trumpets," Gabriel.
I mean, I love it already because there's no trumpets in it. Love this fucking track. It starts off with that killer mid-tempo. You know, it starts the song by saying, like, I saw the virgin cunt spawning forth the snake. God, how can you not love that, dude? I knew I was in for a treat when I heard that first line, because I sat down and read the lyrics of this album when I first heard it, and, you know, and then when it goes into that blast beat, you know, it made it even much better. It's a glorious, blasphemous track. Blow Your Trumpet, Gabriel. I love it. What do you think?
All right. First and foremost, when this starts out, I'm like, who is this, Max Cavalera? It sounded like Max Cavalera to me on vocals, you know, but like Max Cavalera with a head cold. You know, but I'm listening to this, I was like, oh my God, I'm looking, I'm already, you know, I'm on Wikipedia because I'm trying to find out information, and I'm already looking at this, sounds like 45 minutes long, and my first thought is, oh boy, this is going to be a long 45 minutes. And you know, full disclosure, this is not an era of music that I'm into, so I'm not well versed, I don't have a lot of history, but what I would like to do to make this an entertaining episode and to make up for my, you know, lack of intelligence in this genre is, this is a Polish death metal band. Black metal, yes. So I'm going to give you a good Polak joke with every song. Because this song did nothing for me. I found it absolutely horrible. But I did find a good Polak joke, and Ralph, stop me if you heard this. Ralph, how do you sink a Polish battleship?
I know it, but I'm not gonna give it away. It's the screen door, right?
No, you put it in water.
All right, I heard a different one.
Okay,
it was a submarine, a Polish submarine. Leak because they put a screen door on it.
Yeah. The Pollocks, they're not very smart. you know, hey, you know, hey, they're trying to write a couple songs, so let's give them some leeway. But the first song, that Gabriel shit, yeah, did nothing for me. Let's go to the second song here.
Pure Divinius.
Okay, I'm glad you said it and not me. Let's see, what's my notes for this? Good Lord, who enjoys this? You know, with the question mark. How bad was your childhood? I mean, if you listen to this, and this is like your idea of music, like this, like, I don't know. I just found the whole song very, very sad, non-musical. And very angry, like in a bad way. Like, if you enjoy this, like, you must really hate everything, because there's just nothing happy about this. And you know, the drums don't sound right, the guitars don't sound right. I was very very upset by listening to this song. But you know, there is a bright point to this song. And that is my Polak joke. Ralph, why did the Polak put ice in the condom?
I don't know. Why did the Polak put ice in the condom?
To keep the swelling down.
Oh, I'm not laughing, people. I'm putting a laugh track in because all the hate mail goes to you. I am really offended and shit.
All right, what did you think of this song?
This is a pummeling masterpiece. You kidding me? I'm not a fan of constant blast beats. You know, even though it's not the whole song, but a majority of it does have blast beats. And for me, it works here because it knows when to not wear out its welcome, you know? And I love my favorite part of the song when it breaks down and he says that, raise the dagger, Abraham, to slit the throat of the only son. Reverse the history of man. Fucking resent the world. Fucking awesome. Love it. This is a fucking brilliant track. Fuhrer Divinius. I got an next one called Messe Nori, I think.
Close enough.
And again, I love just the way it starts. I believe in Satan, who ran both heaven and earth, and I am the Antichrist, has dearly misbegotten. Fuck. Safe to say Nurgle is not a fan of Jesus and his dad. But it's very blasphemous lyrics, and you know, just that time, you know, it's kind of like mid-tempo, you know, in rural mentality, peppered with some blast beats, you know, the way I like it. And it is my third favorite track on this album. I think it's fucking awesome. What do you think?
Well, first of all, hats off to you being very continental, to speak another language. Because, you know, I don't speak Polish. I can't understand a fucking word this guy's saying, but holy shit, at least there's a guitar solo in this song. Which, you know, I'm happy for that because the first two songs sound like fucking just total fucking noise. But I do like the guitar solo. Other than that, not a whole lot to write home about. And I'm very turned off. But there is a bright point to this song.
And that's a joke.
And that's my Pollock joke.
All right, let's hear this one. I'm not going to find it funny.
All right.
But let me get my laugh track ready.
All right. Why don't Polish women use vibrators?
Why don't Polish women use vibrators, Ian?
They don't want to chip their teeth.
Oh, all right, let me turn off the laugh track. All right, that's an interesting. I did not know that. I did not know that about Polish women. They use the vibrator in their mouth.
Yes.
That's interesting.
Because they're Polacks. Okay.
I know. Now I'm interested in
Get it. I hate explaining a joke, but sometimes I have to.
I gotta get me a Polish chick, man. I wanna bang a girl with a fucking vibrator in her mouth, chipping teeth.
Alright.
That's hot.
I'll tell you what, I'll take the next song. Una Panuna Bonka Lucifer. Una Panuna Bonka. Alright, Una Panuna Bonka Lucifer. Alright, let me find this song, I like this one because it starts out, it goes fart, fart, fart. Check, listen to this shit. That's how it starts out. It goes fart, fart, fart. This one is almost listenable. God damn it, I'm trying to read my fucking notes. Shit, I don't know. This one wasn't as bad as the others, but it's still pretty fucking shitty. But not bad. Better than the first three. I'll tell you that much. But there is one thing that enhances this song.
What's that, Ian?
That would be my Pollock joke.
Okay.
Okay. What do you get when you cross a Pollock with a Mexican?
I don't know, Ian. What's that?
A guy who spray paints his name on a chain link fence.
That is so not funny.
It is. Come on.
Yeah,
Come on.
I can't admit that.
Okay. Okay, bye. What do you think of Una Panuna Bonka Lucifer?
I don't want Antifa after me again. I have to pretend I don't like it.
Okay.
All right. You know, actually, it's funny that you say, you know, this one's the best one so far. This is like, I'm not going to say this is bad, but I think it's kind of repetitious. With the next track coming up, you know, I think it should have been placed later in the album. It's pretty much, you know, Messe Nori Part 2. You know, it's okay, it's killer filler, but I think it's too similar to the song before where, you know, I'm kind of like, this one's not as good as Messi, so. But it's the same vein. I just find it weird how they place them back to back to each other. But the next song is called Amen. Now, this is a great tune. You know, not much to breathe on this one. It is like a jackhammer, you know, to the skull type of song with that constant beat. But, you know, but then it goes into this, like, I don't know, it gives you time to breathe with this killer change in the mid-tempo. You know, it's still slamming, but it's, you know, not as pummeling. And then it goes back to beating you the fuck up. Amen's a fucking brilliant track. I love it. What do you think?
Well, it's nice they put a song in fucking English, so at least I know what they're trying to say. But other than that, to me, back to the noise. Make it fucking stop. Holy shit, is this a fucking horrible song. But, you know, there is one thing about this song that I like.
I bet I know what it is. I bet it's a joke.
Oh, okay. Well, god damn it. I'm going to call you Nostra Dumbass because you're absolutely right on that.
I had a feeling I was right on that one.
Okay. How do you stop a Polish army on horseback?
How do you stop a Polish army on horseback? I don't know, Ian. How?
Turn off the carousel. Because they're Polacks, right? You know? Okay.
You know why the Polish people get so much grief of these dumb jokes? You know where you know where it all originated from? When Nazi Germany invaded Poland with their tanks, the Polish people fought them on horseback. And that's not even a joke. That's where it all started. I'm serious. That's how it all started.
Yeah. Never bring a horse to a tank fight, you know?
Well, there's a little History Channel lesson for you guys out there. That's where it all started from. And R.G. Bunker brought it to the mainstream.
Fucking Polacks. All right. Well, now I'll take the next track, which is the title track, The Satanist. Let me see here. Let me refer to my... Holy shit! Wow! An actual song! Man, I love this one. Give me a whole album that sounds like this, or at least an EP. I really dig this song. I like it a whole hell of a lot. If the rest of the album sound like this, I would be on board. But you know, that's kind of a boring answer. So I gotta tell you, The best thing about this song would be my Polak joke.
Okay.
Hold on. Let me find. Let me find my next Polak joke. Okay.
I hope PC people are getting upset by these jokes. Seriously, like die.
Okay.
I hope you run into a fucking tank on a horse. Quick.
How do you get a Polak out of a bathtub?
You know what, Ian? That is a baffling question that I am dying to know the answer of.
Throw in a bar of soap.
Isn't that a hippie joke? Oh, no. The hippie joke is, how do you hide money from a hippie?
I don't know how.
You put it under a bar of soap.
Oh, man. It's almost too close.
Yeah, it is a very close joke. But both very comical and amusing.
All right. Well, what do you think of the title track, The Satanist?
It's the epic title track, The Satanist. Like what you just said, it is like the most accessible track on here if you're not into this type of music. I think it has a great vibe, a pure masterpiece. I absolutely love this song. The video is very, don't watch the video. You're not going to get it because I don't. But it's my second favorite track on this album, The Satanist. Love it. All right, I'll take the next one, Ben Sahar. I don't know about you. Probably don't agree. But this will throw you for a loop, Ian. I think this song is catchy. It's like a catchy song that any song that gets stuck in my head more than others is this one on this album. I think it has a great flow to it. I love the drums and those fills he does during that break. I think it's just a fucking great fucking tune. I love Ben Sahar. What do you think?
All right, the next song, Ben Stiller. Tolerable. Not as bad as the other stuff. Not as good as the song before it. It's not as good as The Safest. That by far so far is like the best song. But this one's tolerable. You know, nothing to write home about. But you know what is to write home about, Ralph?
You know, Ian, I don't know what.
Okay. My next Pollock joke.
Oh, Pollock. Oh, you got another one. All right, cool.
Yeah. What is a Pollock? What does a Polish girl do after she sucks cock?
Because this is something I think I would know the answer to. I love chicks that suck cock.
Right.
What does she do after she sucks cock?
Yes. What does a Polish girl do after she sucks cock?
Swallow.
Spit out the feathers. Because she's a Pollock, right?
Yeah, it's. I get it. It's not like a cock like a dick. It's a cock like a chicken.
Right, because they're Pollocks. They're
God
not that
damn,
smart.
That is dumb.
What do you want, dude? They're like the French, only worse. All right. Next song. In the absence of life.
Of life.
Yeah,
you
but
pronounce
they
it like OF. No, you say of.
All right. What a fucking Pollock thing that is. You know.
They don't know how to spell of. Come on, give them a break. They're Pollocks.
Fucking Pollocks. All right. In the absence of life. I like the gibberish part.
Oh, yeah. I like that.
Other than that, it leaves a lot to be desired. But I like the thing where the guy speaks gibberish, but it sounds like he's saying something important. But it doesn't matter. He could be saying fucking like hickory dickory dock, you know. But you say it in another language, it sounds smart, you know. But if you say it, you notice he's not saying it in Polish or whatever the fuck they speak.
Well, I did translate it, Ian.
Oh, you did? What's it say?
It says, I kissed my girlfriend last night and she had feathers in her mouth.
That cocksucker.
Wow.
Oh, God.
Now I know what he meant by that.
Yeah. So the song, yeah, it doesn't do a lot for me, but I like that gibberish part. And I like the little, like, soft musical interlude behind that, you know. But, yeah, fucking Pollocks. So that reminds me of a good Pollock joke.
Oh, really? Oh, you got another one. All right, cool.
Yeah, I got another one. Why do Polish names end in ski?
Why do Polish names end in ski? I don't know.
Because they can't spell toboggan.
What the fuck? Now I feel Polish because I don't get that joke.
Neither do I. But I don't get that fucking song either.
Oh, man.
And
we're all Polish.
And I can't understand what the fuck the guy is talking about, but he sounds sincere.
Well, there you go.
Oh, God. Fuck this song. What do you think?
Oh, I love this one. This is my third favorite track on the album. You know, this is the equivalent of getting fucking jacked in a black metal fucking alleyway, man. You know, and then, you know, I love, yes, that quiet section. I think he's speaking Polish. I could be wrong. I know it's a foreign language. And then it goes into that section where, like, the hooded fucks come back to the alley and finish your job on your half-living corpse. I fucking love the epic section to the song, how it goes out. It's my third favorite track on the album. I absolutely love it. So let me go to the last one, which is my favorite track on the album. Oh, Father, Oh, Son. No, Oh, Father, Oh, Satan, Oh, Son. You know, it ends with the best fucking song on here, man. I can't really find words to express how amazing this song is. I think it's epic as all fuck. The lyrics, man. You got to sit down and listen to these lyrics. fucking, I think Nurgle is a fucking genius to come up with the shit he says in this song. You know, and this album with the most epic of all the epic songs that's on this album, which are many. It's a brilliant song, brilliant way to, and as it stands, you know, I'm not the biggest Behemoth, you know, fan or anything, but as of now, what I've heard from them, this is their best song ever.
That's all you got?
That's all I got.
All right. Oh, Father, oh, Satan, oh, Son, oh, shit. I dig this track. What a great way to end the album. Better than how they fucking started off. I'm kind of torn between this and the title track as my favorite album, favorite track on the album. But that's like saying, you know, the favorite hand job I never came to. But I don't know, man. This one's kind of neck and neck with the Satanist, but I might have to give this the edge. I think this might be the best track on the album. I really dig this song. And again, much like the title track, if it was a whole album of this type shit, I could probably get into it. But, you know, like the total, like, you know, with the blast beats and the lack of, like, you know, guitar solos, I'm like, eh, you know. But this song, I kind of dig this shit, you know. But it does remind me of something. Do you know what it reminds me of?
I have no idea, Ian. Please tell me.
It kind of reminds me of my favorite Pollock joke.
Oh, joke! I didn't see this one coming.
yeah. How do you know when you're in the middle of a Polish firing squad?
I have no idea. Tell me, Ian. I'm dying to know.
You're standing in a circle.
Oh, my God. That means they'll shoot each other.
Because they're Polacks, yeah, right?
That's dumb.
Fucking Polacks. Oh, my God. As you can tell, this isn't my bag. But you know what? There's some kids who love this shit. And, you know, to each their own. You know, this just seems very... I love Satan. Hail Satan. But this just seems very angry, not only lyrically, but musically. I don't see a lot of joy out of this. And I don't... I don't know. Like I like to listen to music. I mean, sometimes you want music to relate to. Like, okay, you're in a bad mood, so you want to listen to something a little bit dark. I get that. But this is just like a cacophony of fucking noise and Polish jibber-jabber that I don't get. You know, why the fuck are you so angry? I mean, other than the fact that you live in Poland. But if you don't live in Poland, what the fuck are you so angry about? You know, like if you live in Wisconsin, quit crying, you know? Some fucking cheese and shut the fuck up.
I gotta say, Ian, you know, I came into this episode with, you know, look, man, I ain't got nothing against Polish people. And you're here doing all these Polish jokes. And sure. I gotta say, at the end of the show, I you've converted me. Polacks are really stupid.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's all I'm trying to say.
Okay, all right.
Okay.
All right, finally, I got something to be, like, proud about, to be a racist, finally. I hate Polacks. Because they're stupid.
Yeah, Trump 2020.
I blame Ian for that. Anybody gets mad at me.
Okay.
He converted me. He's like fucking that guy from Waco, Texas.
David Koresh?
Yeah.
Yeah, like there you go.
David Koresh of Polak jokes.
Exactly.
You brainwash me.
We both love Whitesnake.
I'm drinking Kool-Aid now, like Jim Jones.
But, yeah.
My Kool-Aid's got vodka.
Fucking vodka, man. Shit. I got a friend who works at United Fruit. Maybe I'll get you picking some of those goddamn bananas you're so fond of.
Get a goddamn job before sundown.
But, hey, some people like this shit, man. And if you like it, hey, whatever, man. Not my bag. You know, I have a coke and a smile and shut the fuck up, you know, you fucking Polak. You know, what are you so goddamn angry about? But, you know, hey, you dig it, Ralph, so there you go. What would be your top three favorite black metal bands?
Immortal, number one. Two, Emperor, early Emperor. And same goes with Immortal. Well, actually, I think Immortal is pretty solid. I even like the Abath stuff. He's got a new one coming out. Who's he on tour with that they're not coming down here? So he's on tour with somebody. I've never seen that guy. I'm done. Have you ever seen an Abath video?
No.
The guy is the funny dude. You'll love him. He is so fucking wacky and funny. He's not like, you know, he's like a comedian, you know, but he's just hilarious. Hilarious guy. And, but yeah, they're my favorite. My third, probably, that early Mayhem, Death Crush. Yeah. Mayhem will be my third.
Okay.
It's all old. All I like is that the original, the second wave.
I guess if I had to go black metal, and this is weird. This is probably like some elite, some kid that's 14 year old is gonna cuss me out. But I would say Demon Burger would be my third favorite. My second favorite, if I'm thinking black metal, even though it's not like what most people consider black metal, I would say Venom. You know, because they invented the shit.
Well, fuck. I put Merciful Fate and Venom on the top if we're going for original black metal.
But I would say not a newer band, but a band that I'm newer to. And I got to give thanks to, what's the kid's name?
Bobby Dahl.
Bobby Dahl. Razor Fist.
Oh, yeah, Bathory. But again, that's 84.
Yeah, that shit started. Yeah, I got hats off to
You know what? I'm gonna have to change my number three to Bathory. Okay.
Okay. I gotta give hats off to Razor Fist. There's so much I don't agree with him on, but I think he's an entertaining guy. Does a great show.
Inspired by me.
Yes, inspired by you. But he did turn me on to Bathory, and I really like some Bathory. I really do.
Yeah, they're awesome. Awesome. That's the best caught them.
Yeah, so I...
You know the album, Ian, Fire in the Brain by Oz?
Yes,
You know that album?
I haven't listened to it, but I do have it.
Well, you know the album cover, The Hand Holding the Skull?
Right.
That's Cawthorn from Bathory. That's his arm. That's a little tidbit for you guys.
Right. Okay, all right, well, here's the Satanist, so... But you know a lot more into this scene. You told me that a lot of people don't like this shit because they see this as commercial black metal.
Right. Well, it has a lot to do with, you know. I mean, yeah, the sound on this I can understand, but even if it sounded like the early shit, people hate it because it's huge. It's selling. And you're not supposed to sell a lot of records if you're in the black metal scene to the elitist.
Yeah, what kind of stupid shit is that? What kind of Polack mentality is that?
No, I'm talking about American black metal people mostly.
Yeah, but I mean, there's, you know, hey, I grew up south of Chicago. I grew up with a lot of Polacks. They ain't the smartest bunch.
God damn it.
Nah, I'm just saying. I mean, they're not as evil as the Jews, but they're right there.
Oh,
Jesus, oh, come on. Man. It's a joke.
What are you, Vinnie Vincent now?
Steven Kirsch knows I'm kidding. And if he doesn't, I'll throw him in the fucking oven. God damn it.
Ooh.
I'm kidding. I love the Jews. It's white people I hate.
That I believe.
Yeah, that's true. Fuck, I don't even know where I was going with this. But, so anyway, so they're popular, so they suck. I don't know. I get that to a degree. I know what it's like when you find an underground band and you feel like, you know, they're yours, and then all of a sudden they're not yours. But if this is your band, you know, be thankful somebody took them off of your fucking hands, because this shit's terrible. It's fucking Polack metal. But I was totally about ready to like delete their whole discography.
Tell you now, Ian, those early ones you're gonna hate.
Oh, I probably would, but You know, I heard this shit about, you know, I had all their albums, but I never got around to listening to them. I was like, hey, Mr. X, send me some of that Polak metal, that Bohemian shit, you know? And, you know, he did. And I got it, and I sat on it, never listened to it. But then I heard all this stuff about, like, oh, this is their sellout album, you know, blah, blah, blah. I'm like, well, after I listened to this album and I hated it so much, you know, aside from a few tracks, I was like, well, let me check out another track before I delete it, you know, because maybe I'll like another era of them. And I heard about their newest album, trying to think of the name of it. God damn it, hold
open
on.
Open up and say,
Yeah, no, fucking Marcus Welby, it's something like that. Like, what's it called? Oh, I Love You at Your Darkest.
Oh, that's right, yeah. That's
so
I haven't heard it yet.
So that's their newest album. And I was just about to delete all this shit. And I was like, well, let me listen to another song. Maybe this is a case where this is like their music from The Elder, and I just don't like it. So they had a song called God Equals Dog. Yeah, I'm all for that. That's kind of edgy, you know, for a Polak. I dug it. It wasn't that bad. It wasn't that bad. So I didn't delete their discography. I'll check it out. I'll give the album a spin. Because I know there's a lot of people, like people who didn't like the Satanist, said this album was too commercial. But I didn't mind the first song, so I'll give it a day in court, you know, and I'll get back to you. But now you said you listened to that song and you didn't like it, correct?
I did not like the song, and probably that's the main reason I haven't heard the album yet. But I couldn't get into it.
So, was your reasoning for not liking it, did you find it too commercial, or you just didn't like the song?
No, I didn't find it commercial at all, actually. I didn't like the song.
Okay, fair enough. Fair enough, good answer.
I just don't think they're commercial at all, even in the Satanist, but yeah, that's me.
All right, well, here's something we forgot to do in the last episode, and that's Pick of the Week.
No, we didn't. We had Pick of the Week last episode.
Oh, did we do a Pick of the Week?
Yeah, remember I said that Brazilian thrash band?
Oh, yeah. Okay, well, I don't even remember what I did for Pick of the Week. Do you got a Pick of the Week this week?
Yes, I do, actually, sticking with the black metal.
Okay.
And remember, last week, Your Pick of the Week was an 8-hour version of Funhouse.
Oh, yeah. Okay, now I remember. Yeah.
Well, trust me. My Pick of the Week this week will disgust you even as much as that 8-hour of Funhouse would disgust me.
Oh, okay.
You will never like this.
Okay.
But it is so good.
It's REO Speedwagon, isn't it?
Well, no. I think you'll like REO over this. That's how much I think you'll hate this one. And it's their third album from my favorite black metal band, Immortal. And I'm talking about the fucking amazing black metal masterpiece, Battles in the North. Oh my God, this is the album it's the first album I heard from them. And I went back to say, yeah, that first album's a very close second, I gotta say. And Pure Holocaust is not gonna see that either. But this fucking album, dude, like, you know, yeah, Grim and Frostbitten Kingdoms, God damn, that song rules. There's a million at the Stormy Gates of the Mist. It's just, I don't know, I just find it like black metal perfection. And that's my Pick of the Week, Immortal with Battles in the North.
Okay, all right, fair enough. I don't know if I have that. You might have to send that to me.
I don't think you'll like it, Ian, I'm telling you right now.
Yeah, you're probably right. All right, my Pick of the Week... If you like this album, if you like you know, Polish death metal band Bohemoth the Satanist, call your parents and tell them you're sorry. Tell them you're sorry for being such a miserable prick. And
I'll
then
tomorrow, my mom's out of town.
And then check out Hall & Oates' Greatest Hits. Smile, you son of a bitch. Life isn't that fucking bad. God damn it, I hate Jesus Christ as much as the next guy. But, you know, listen to Your Kiss Is On My List and fucking get over it. That's some good shit. It's positive. So, Hall & Oates' Greatest Hits. Try Rockin' Soul Volume 1. I highly recommend it. That is my Pick of the Week.
Right on!
Besides, call your parents and apologize for being a miserable prick.
I don't really hate Hall & Oates, but, you know.
But now it's time to go into Fan of the Week.
I like Family Guy. You know that song? Family Man.
Family.
Leave me alone. I'm a family man.
And my buck is much worse than my burnt. You know, that's the death metal version. Now it's time to go to Fan of the Week. And Fan of the Week is the guy who requested this. And I talked to him today. And I told him we were recording this tonight. And he thanked me so much. He's like, oh, thank you. I'm like, no, dude, fucking thank you. I'm like, I'm sorry it took so long. I go, but I want to apologize already for what I think of this album. And he wrote me. He goes, that's all right. Ralph likes it.
Awesome.
So Dave Matula, I hope we made you laugh with this episode. I hope you laughed at my Polak jokes.
Yeah, I hope you ain't Polish.
Yeah. Yeah. No, Matula, that sounds like a fucking WAP. or it could be a SPIC. I don't know. I hate
it. I can only say SPIC, not you, okay?
Oh, all right. Well then you can't say nigger, goddamn it. That's
not
me.
Not
I
you.
Own that.
Yeah,
shit.
Because you are black.
Yeah, that's true. From the waist down, but in the back. In the front, I'm an Asian with his foot in cold water.
Hey, we got something in common there.
All right, but Dave, I hope you enjoyed this. Sorry for the wait, but I hope you enjoyed it. I think it was a fun episode, regardless of what either one of us thought of the record. Ralph loved it, as you expected. I did not, but I tried to have fun making fun of another race. Even though they're not really a race. They're Polacks. That's less than a race.
Man.
I'm kidding. I don't know. What do they speak? Do they speak English?
I think they're going to ban us from Facebook, even though we didn't say anything like this in Facebook.
Oh, my God. And I hate Trump, just for the record.
I don't.
Oh, God.
We got to balance shit out here.
Oh, God. Well, I ain't happy, but David Matula, I hope you're happy with our review of Bohemoth. Is it Bohemoth or Behemoth? Am I pronouncing this right?
I think it's Behemoth. I think it's that.
All right.
Mean, like, you know, it's an English word. Like, you know, a monster, a behemoth. You know? You've heard that word before, haven't you?
It's all Greek to me. Like, a fucking Polak is going to know what the fuck I'm
saying.
Wow,
man.
Oh, God, here we go again.
What do you call a dumbass that doesn't know what behemoth means? You call him an Ian Wadley Polak hater.
Oh, God. Now, see, that's just mean, you know. But,
Oh, shit, I just got an email where Trump is holding a picture of you with a thumbs up. He must have heard this episode.
Oh, well, yeah, he'd probably like this one.
Well, Ian, you know what I got? I got me here a promo for the Rockin' Pod Expo 3 now. Yes, Dave Ellison is now part of it, though he's not on this promo because Dave Ellison was just announced. But here is the promo, and just slap on your brain that Dave Ellison is also going to be there. And more importantly, Dr. Fuck is going to be there. They don't mention that either. But, you know, I excuse their jealousy. Anyway, here it goes. Here is the promo for Rockin' Pod Expo 3.
Rockin' Pod is back. The annual celebration of rock returns to Nashville. This convention brings together the best rock stars, music podcasters, vinyl and memorabilia vendors, and rock fans from all corners of the globe. Special guests include Michael Sweet of Striper, Brian Forsyth of Kix, Jason Beeler of Saigon Kick, Erie Vaughn of Danzig, and members of Exodus, Roxy Blue, Every Mother's Nightmare, Kick Tracy, and more. Music podcasts from all over North America will be recording on-site all weekend. Special pre-party featuring the Rock and Roll Residency, The Talisman, 8 Ball, and Lipstick Generation on Friday night. Rock and Pod Expo on Saturday. Join us at the Nashville Airport Marriott August 9th and 10th for Rock and Pod. Podcast registration and tickets and VIP packages available now at rockandpod.com.
All right, there you go, man. I'm going to be there. I know Ian's going to be there, and I think you, the listener, should be there. And hang out with me, Ian. Fucking TikTok Man is coming again.
Tic Tac Man's coming?
Oh yeah, he let me know.
Oh, nice.
We got the VIP Scott Skines.
Nice.
And Nate Bushyman's gonna be there with his calls. And it's gonna be a blast. We're gonna have the whole gang there, and with TikTok's return, and hopefully you that haven't been there yet, you're going as well.
Oh yeah, I mean definitely everybody's sure. I mean TikTok man's gonna be there. He's from fucking Boston. That's worse than a fucking Polack. You know, he's a fucking masshole. Oh my god. Yeah, so don't feel like, oh, I'm Yugoslavian, I can't show up. No, fuck that. We got a guy from Boston. What the fuck are you worried about? Oh, my God. TikTok Man's coming?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, that's great. That's fucking great. Well, if you enjoyed this very racist episode, at least from my standpoint, come back next week when it's another fan-picked episode. And what it is, I don't know. I think I'm going to like the next album, though. I think we both are. So how about
I actually know what it is, and yes, we both love the album. But just to tease the people, it is the one album out of their discography of about how many? Like 3,533 albums they have out, right?
Right.
This is the one that sticks out of all of them that does not have the traditional sound of the band. So what band are we talking about? And they only have one album like this.
Yeah.
Tune in to the next episode, which could be up as soon as tomorrow or the day after. Here on the Rock and Metal Combat Podcast. I stole your line.
Yeah. Yeah, I like that.
Good. That's good. I mean, yeah. I figured get you off my coattail and do a little work for
you. Yeah, you know, for a Latino, it wasn't too bad.
It wasn't bad for a second. What do you call a Polish guy that walks into a bar?
I don't know.
Somebody dumber than a spick.
Oh, man.
Like that one? Believe it or not, I just came up with it. And believe me, spicks are stupid as fuck. So that makes Polacks really, really dumb.
Okay.
I mean, I'm just taking Ian's word for it with all these jokes. I don't think they were jokes. I think he was given some factual news reports.
Hey, I'm just reading a pamphlet I got at the White House.
Okay. That makes sense. All right. Viva Trump. All right, guys.